This is RSBNB Update, episode 150, recorded Thursday, May 1st, 2008, The Uncook Option. Time for RSBNB Update. So, Brad is here.
Hello.
How are you today?
Same shit, different day.
How are your legs?
Why? Is there a reason they shouldn't be okay?
Well, because of last week's show, you know?
What happened to my... Oh, yeah, right, sorry. Again, it takes me about 5 minutes to get... Yeah. My legs are fine. They still remain in shape, I'd like to add.
Shaved or unshaved?
Unshaved.
Oh, okay.
I retain my manliness, or what sort of manliness I had in the first place.
Yeah, you're just a big girl inside, aren't you? Remember that princess incident?
Oh, God, don't remind me.
I don't have the clip with me right now, but I'd play it if I did.
You don't.
Come on. Do it again.
I want to be princess.
There you go. Something like that.
Okay, we should get going here. Not much to talk about this week. Behind the scenes, a new forum and a poll. So we're going to talk about behind the scenes.
You didn't give me the link to the wiki since I put the rants in.
Oh, you should have a bookmark by now. It's episode 150. Anyways.
150!
Yeah, 150. That's lots of episodes.
Oh, no, hang on, I've got the pass.
Yeah, it's more than most podcasts do in a long time, you know? Like, all the ones on iTunes only have one, two, maybe most five episodes, you know? It should really be removing an active one, but oh well. Okay. First up in May, next week, I'm assuming. Dwarven Mines, Perils of Ice Mountain. My, that sounds surely interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds good, but... You know, like most things Jagex do, it probably won't be that great.
Yeah, it's just hyped up to live up to, what's that word called?
Expectations.
Yes, there we go, expectations.
As in great expectations.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, being in the free-to-play area, I'm not too sure. Hopefully it's just a little standalone quest, and it doesn't open another storyline, because that would be really annoying if it did.
Hang on a minute, it's a free-to-play quest, or it's
The free-to-play? It's in the free-to-play area.
Oh, good. I don't know those people getting anything for free.
Uh-huh.
You should pay. I don't care if you aren't old enough. Steal your parents' credit cards.
You'd do that?
No, but I'd encourage other people to do it.
Don't do that, because Brad wouldn't do it. Anyways, cat graphical update?
Meow. 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 Meow.
Yeah, cats are going to get graphically updated. Yesterday, I just finished growing my kitten into a cat to finish that Varrock achievement diary. So
let's finish doing the show meowing.
Nah, I don't think so. That would be very interesting.
Meow, meow.
I can see that Brad's turned into a cat.
Meow.
Okay, this gets boring already and it hurts my throat.
You should get a cat.
No.
Like in real life. You can name it like Jeff. The RSBNB cat. And then we also have George, the RSBNB bird.
The RSBNB bird.
Yeah. Take a picture of him. Anyways, that's interesting that cats will be updated. Law Talisman reward change. That's from that one troll quest. I forget what it's called. Edgar's Ruse, I think. Maybe.
Is that the one where you have to break in and steal the herbs?
Probably. Let me figure that out quickly. Oh, yes. The Troll Stronghold it was. So they said initially it was the Law Talisman, but it'll be replaced by 2 10,000 XP lamps. Which, if you've done the quest, you can go talk to Dunstane and he'll give you the two lamps. So that's good. I don't know. Maybe it's about time, because everybody should be able to craft Law Runes, don't you think?
It's not like it's a hard quest to do, though, is it?
No, well, I don't know. I was less than level 100 when I did it, and that wasn't very hard, so it's not that hard. So
I did it so long ago, I can't even remember.
You know, this month seems to be full of tweaks. We're going to probably be seeing the tweak bag lots.
The tweak bag. Party Pete, the bug bag?
Yeah, the bug bag is for bugs. Tweak bag is for tweaks.
Okay.
Party Pete's getting graphically updated. Tazar is getting a graphical update as well. And we're also getting a first Tazar quest, which should be interesting seeing as that area hasn't been updated or touched since it came out and released the Fire Cape and Fight Pits. We should do another Fight Pits event, don't you think?
When was the last time you did a Fight Pits event?
I don't know, like over a year ago.
I cannot say I would attend because I would be lying.
I don't know, so that should be interesting. Oh, and they're coming out with a little quick chat thing where it'll have built-in chats for commonly asked questions and answers and things you want to say so you don't have to type them.
Oh, come on.
I know, it doesn't seem like...
How lazy is that?
I know. Who wants to bet that one of them will be, hi, how are you? Like this, you know?
I wonder if one of them will be noob. Noob.
Hi, how are you? I bet one of those will be that.
I know some ex-member of RSPB who will use that one a lot.
Okay. Level up message rework. Basically, they'll be adding more information to it and making it more noticeable when you level up, so that's good on that.
As if you couldn't notice it before. What the hell are they going to do?
Like, they're going to make more fireworks come out of your head.
Are they going to, like, replace the entire screen with just a big banner that says, congrats, you gained a level?
I don't know. It's also going to say more of what you can do, quest milestones and whatnot, so that's interesting. Along with that, there'll be...
I don't see why that's necessary. They should be concentrating on more important things.
Well, just wait. Next will be statistic signs, which will have things like how many guards are killed in Varrock each day.
Yeah, boring. Other games have had that for a long time.
Why? That's interesting. I like that idea.
You really care how many guards
yes.
have been killed in Varrock?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, do you? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Anyways, is Grind X.
What?
Grind X. Allowing you to grind X number of like bird's nests, dragon scales and whatnot. So that's interesting for Herblore people.
Everything else had grind. Everything else had X on it, I mean, so they might as well.
Yeah, exactly. But this should be interesting to see what it does to Herblore, because last night I was attempting to sell some toad flax, and they did not sell on max, which is very strange. Because normally they sell on max instantly, so people have either stopped buying or the price is too high or something. I don't know what's going on, but people did not do that, so that's weird. Anyways, there's also a new forum that was released today called the Reporting Academy.
What information on how to report people.
Yeah, exactly, and what not to report for, like filtered language, noob, and whatnot.
Well, because I think too many idiots are just reporting for nothing in the vain hope they might get offered player mod.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is happening. Lots of inaccurate reports. That report system is becoming not that effective anymore, probably. Because let's face it, if you're having to deal with reports coming in for things that really don't matter, then you got bigger problems than the people who are actually doing anything, you know? So. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's that. Check that out if you're interested. Personally, everything that's in there I already knew. So, anyway, shall we move on to the poll?
The poll.
It's a guaranteed content poll for summoning.
Why?
What creature do we most want? 30% say the phoenix. What's a phoenix, anyways?
It's like a mythical bird. It's probably not what a phoenix. Sort of like a firebird, you know. Phoenix from the flames.
Oh, okay. Next is skeletal wyvern, and then mammoth, then griffin, and kangaroos in fifth. I said kangaroo. Yeah, I said kangaroo.
Why did you want a kangaroo?
So I can ride it and carry things in its pouch.
I don't know. No. No.
So you wouldn't want a kangaroo?
Maybe if I could slaughter it.
I don't know. It's kind of... The rest of these creatures don't really make sense. So, let's just go with Phoenix on this one, even though I said kangaroo, and maybe it'll happen like that. Who knows? So, cast your vote before it's time to let your opinion be unheard. Oops, I just opened something I did not mean to open. Anyways, that's the end
of... Don't know about that, Shane.
Huh?
Don't know about that, Shane.
Huh?
Never mind, continue with the show.
That's the end of the RuneScape section this week. Not really that much this week. Week off, I'm assuming. The week off where everybody at Jagex like just sits, you know? And does nothing. Relaxes.
Every day, you mean?
Well, not every day. There has to be something to turn out the Gray 8 updates that we've had so far, like the Grand Exchange database and the removal of the wilderness, you know?
And the you call the removal of the wilderness a Grade A update?
Yeah.
Why?
Can't you tell I'm being sarcastic?
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to sarcasm from you, Shane. It was confusing.
Okay. On to questions, I guess. First one for you.
Bestians. Out of everyone on RSBNB, who do you associate with the following Slayer monsters the most? Right, Dark Beasts. Who would you say is like Dark Beasts?
I don't know. Dark Beasts really are like a big beast. Who would be a Dark Beast?
You can tell me what?
I think that Warren would be a Blood Valve.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? You've got to give me some...
Because he's magical, you know? With his magical attacks.
He's magical. To me, Warren is magical. Shane's in love.
You're jelly. You can be a jelly.
Why?
Me and Mike can be the Abyssal Demons.
No. You and Mike are the mutated Zygomotes.
No.
Just Shane and Mike. No, just Shane.
Okay, you can be a gargoyle then.
That's probably quite fitting to my personality.
You got like a hard shell on you, you know? That, like once that shell is broken, it's so hard, so easy to get to your insides and just like destroy you.
What? Are you stalking me?
Yes. Anyways, Pyrefiends?
Creepy.
Okay. Cave slime.
Creepy. No, I was just saying.
Why not? He never listens to the show.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying it's him, because I know, you know, nobody's really going to want to be called Pond Slime. So if I call somebody Pond Slime who never listens to the show, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, let's just go with me and Mike being Abyssal Demons. Brad can be a gargoyle. Southrin can be a jelly. Warren is a Blood Veld. MQ is a Kurosk, who did I forget? Oh yeah, Lance is the Pyrofiend, and the mutated Zygomite can be all the band people, and like Creepy can be Cave Slime.
You're a mutated Zygomote.
No, it's Zygomite.
Whatever.
Anyways, that was from Anubis. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
What has annoyed you in the most in the past week from Alex? Congrats on 150. You first.
What has annoyed me this past week? A lot of things annoy me. I can't really think of one thing. No, I really can't. You go first. I'll try and think of something.
One thing that annoyed me was the CSS coding and the informer coding that I've been doing on the WordPress, because it's just so... finicky, you know? CSS is finicky.
On the WordPress.
Another thing that's annoyed me is completing that achievement diary. Various people who do not take things seriously. basically people who go around spamming the forums. Oh yeah. It's hard to go a day without getting me annoyed.
It's hard to go 10 minutes without getting me annoyed, but I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything.
I don't know.
Let's see. I honestly can't think of anything. I feel disappointed in myself. I don't know. No, I'm gonna have to. I can't think of anything.
That's too bad. Anyways, if you think of anything in the next hour, let me know. Thank you, Alex. Next one.
Okay, next question. With my home computer lacking use anymore, I'm thinking of converting it to Ubuntu with Wine. From what I understand, Wine enables users to run many Windows-related programs by using the free Linux kernel. Is this a wise decision, or should I leave Windows 2000 Pro on it? Also, that computer is too far away from the routers to be wired to the home network internet connection. So are there any good places to find Linux drivers for wireless cards? And those two questions are from PFK99s.
So what's your answer?
Yes.
Well, I'll provide a more descriptive answer on this one. Basically, what Wine allows you to do is run...
Is get pissed and off your face.
And walk into doors.
Shut up. I knew you were going to mention that. So damn predictable, Shane Winslow.
Basically lets you run certain Windows applications in Linux. Now, it's not true Windows.
He explained that in his question.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it for people who didn't listen to that.
But for people who stop listening whenever I speak.
Yeah. Basically, if you need to run certain Windows applications without causing many problems, I would recommend keeping the full version of Windows, as it's Windows 2000, which is a very proven, reliable operating system. But then again, Linux, Ubuntu, you can pretty much do anything in Ubuntu that you can do in Windows. I really don't see the need as to, if it's just a basic computer, unless you need specialized applications, why you would need Wine. All I can say is to try out Linux without using Wine first, see if it has everything you need. Then if it does, that's great. So, I know the only thing that I would need Wine for if I had to use Linux would be Photoshop. Everything else can be done on Linux. What?
What the hell is your obsession with hating on Windows?
I don't hate Windows.
Yeah, you do. Because the other day you were going on to me about how you were like trying to not use Mac for... No, how you were not using Windows for anything and just using Mac, and how you wanted to completely stop using Windows.
Uh-huh.
And how you hated Bill Gates and you wanted him to get AIDS.
No, I wasn't doing that. It's just that this Windows computer is taking extra room on my desk. That's all. That's all.
What?
It's taking up extra room on my desk, that's all.
That's not a valid reason, damn it.
Yes, it is. Anyways, back to the question. Wireless drivers, most modern wireless cards will be supported as long as it's from a well-known manufacturer. D-Link, Intel, etc. will be supported out of the box, so you should not have any problems with that. Thank you. Next one.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, next question. What is your favorite gun and map on Call of Duty 4? That question is from SkillPure100.
You first.
I've never played Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, that's the thing. You need to get it back.
I bought it, never played it, then lent it to a friend.
That's sad.
You're sad. Your face is sad.
Anyways, my favorite map... I don't know. It's so hard to tell. I don't know. There's that... What's that? The one with the silos. Countdown, I think? That one's good.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I've never played the damn game.
Also, Pipeline and... yeah, those two I'd have to say. And my favorite gun, I don't know, I like snipers. So it's a toss-up between the first sniper, the M40, whatever it is, and the 50 cal. And for a standard assault rifle, whenever I need it, I like my M16 with an ACOG scope, stopping power, martyrdom, and RPGs.
I think you're too obsessed with that damn game.
Why?
Because it's shooting people. Shane likes shooting people.
I know, it's a good way to unwind, you know?
He's going to shoot up his family and then his university class and then...
No. I got promoted to level 53 last night, actually.
I have no idea how the leveling system on Call of Duty 4 works, so don't talk to me about it.
Well, first it starts at level 1.
No shit.
Then you go to level 55.
Why, straight from 1?
Well, no, but there's with all the numbers in between, and then when you're done, you can enter prestige mode, which wipes everything and lets you start again.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, for fun.
That's stupid.
Why? It's fun.
Why would you wipe everything and do it again? That's like getting 99 skill in RS. It takes you years to get.
But if you like it, you can do it again. Like, I would do that with farming if I could.
That's dumb. That is a completely dumb game.
It's perfectly fun, you know? Like, it's
dumb.
Mike's like 32 on his first prestige mode. There's like 10 prestige modes you can do, so. Anyways, thank you, SkillPier 100.
What a dumb game.
Why? Anyway. I don't know. I could say that killing police officers and running people over and doing other things with women on that new Grand Theft Auto game is dumb.
I bet Grand Theft Auto has shifted more units than Call of Duty, or will shift more units.
Oh, probably. I don't know. I still haven't decided if I'm getting that.
Majority rules, asshole. We win.
Have you ever read any of Andy McNab's real-life stories? If so, did you enjoy them from Kenny?
I've read the first 10 pages of one of his books, then I thought it was absolutely shit, and I stopped reading it.
Why? What are they about?
Basically, he's like an ex-soldier or something, or an ex-SAS person or something crappy like that. And he writes loads of crappy books about war and espionage and spies and shit. And it's completely boring, and angsty preteens enjoy them because they're into violence and shooting and military and war. It's crap, really.
It sounds interesting. I don't know. I haven't read them, but I don't know. One thing that interests me is alternate history. I don't know. Is it alternate history pretty much?
I have no idea. It's just loads of war stories.
You know, alternate history ones? Like, for instance, when,
Shane,
we would not have.
You can keep saying alternate history at me, and I still won't know if Andy McNab is alternate history or not.
Well, it's like when something different happens than what happened in our pen.
I don't know whether you would class as alternate history. I think it's just he has written books about his experiences in the military, but by and large, he's a crap.
So it's not about stuff that did not happen. It's about
It's part fiction, part real.
Okay.
Stop. I don't know a great deal about it apart from its shit.
Thank you, Kenny. Shane and Brad, now that his summoning has been released for a while, Summoning 2 has been released for a while, what are your views on it? That's on the big 150 from Sir Wood 13.
Still needs additions.
Hmm?
Still needs summoning. Still needs additions.
Like what?
Well, it's not complete enough as a skill, in my opinion.
Why?
Why would something not be complete? Because there's not enough.
Okay, so there needs to be more like familiars, you're saying? Maybe more useful?
To train it, more useful. For me, it's still a gimmicky skill. It's a gimmicky skill.
I don't know. One thing, I'm happy with my current level. I like the Spirit Terror Birds because it can hold 12 extra items. That's all I use it for. So
it's like an extended inventory.
Yeah. Most can hold is like 16 or something, maybe a bit more, I don't know. But the Beast of Burdens are interesting. I have not really tried them out in multi-combat, because I don't fight multi-combat that often, so that's my view on it. Anyways, thank you, sir. What, next one?
Next, I've done the last two questions, you read it.
Okay, what were your average grades when you were in school? A, B, C, D, F? Thanks to Willy Tilly Million Alien, backstabbing hero. So, Brad.
Well, I never got, report cards often.
That's because you were privately taught.
Exactly, but the last...
Robot.
Shut up. The last exams I took before I left... Well, the last compulsory exams I took... which English people will know as GCSEs, I took 12 and I got 9 A's and 3 B's. I can't remember all the subjects I got A's in, but I got B's in physics, which sucks. Physics sucks, really. Physics,
remember,
geography.
All science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Shut up. I got an A in biology, by the way. An A star, actually. I got a B in physics, math, no, not math, physics, geography, and What else did I get? Physics, geography, and... God, I can't think for the life of me. Physics, geography... I can't remember. Physics, okay. Geography, and something else. Three Bs, nine As.
I bet you were very happy with that.
Yes, I was. But it's not because the exams were terribly difficult, right? I mean, the English education system is a joke. I didn't revise at all for those exams, and I did that well. And I would not class myself as massively intelligent. I would say above average at best. So, you know, if you don't do well on those exams at school, you are pretty dumb. Sorry, second swear word.
Yeah, okay. For me, in the high school, junior high, we didn't use letters. We used percentages.
No, I've never used percentages.
Yeah, basically, in all those years, I was ranging from 75 to 90. So that would be around Bs and As in there. Bs mainly in university so far and stuff. So that's good.
Only Bs, Shane. That's not really good enough, is it?
Oh, it's good enough. When
I have to have a word with your parents.
It is when the course has a passing grade of like 50%.
Like a joke.
Why? No. Like that's the continue on. Like the pass to get credits would be like 40%. So it's doing quite well in something like that. But backstabbing hero, thank you. Last question. We didn't really have many this week because I forgot to put the topic up.
What is the most fun thing you did in those 150 episodes, like discussing about Brad's hairy legs? Also, in these 150 episodes, was the best update RuneScape related? Thanks from Cartiaga. Best, I guess, favorite moment of the first 150 so far? What would you say?
That either that staff April Fool's joke 2 years ago.
Oh, that was a good update.
When construction came out and we had the little Trekkie's head incident. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And the clip
Christ.
Shows. That's what I have to say.
I'd probably agree with the... The
clip
April
shows?
The April Fool's joke. Because that was a long time ago. There were a lot of staff on
there. We should do another show like that, shouldn't we?
So yeah, but how many staff could we muster at short notice?
The problem is that Creepy's scared of coming on. Warren doesn't have a mic. Mushroom Queen doesn't want to come on when parents are home. Jeff is basically on kind of busy with school. Southrin doesn't want to come on.
The staff members we had back then were much more flexible as far as coming and talking.
Yeah, they were more open, you know?
Yes.
Like, what's the problem with recording when people are home? You're doing it right now. I am.
Don't you think it's funny that the people we had that were staff back then, who most of them have now left for very... Well, no, they haven't left. They've been kicked out. They were more open and...
Yeah,
But they all got kicked out because they had attitude problems or whatever.
Or they just went inactive.
Yes, so. that's funny. Or the quiet ones who do shit all are the ones who stick around.
Yeah, so RuneScape update related?
Best update, I'd have to say the Grand Exchange.
Okay. For me, I'm going to say farming and the Grand Exchange. Farming came out in like the first month after we started doing the show.
Wow.
So.
What a shitty update.
That was from Cartiaga. And Cartiaga, go to rsbnb.com, mouse over signatures, and choose stat signatures. Anyways, that's it for questions this week. On to tech news. Remember, you said you were going to try and stay awake this week.
Must stay awake.
Windows XP Service Pack 3 finally released. Now, Brad, did you install Service Pack 3 when you...
Not yet.
Yeah. You should have waited a day, because the next day after you did your reformat, Service Pack 3 came out. So basically, if you're still running XP, Service Pack 3 is out. There's a link to where you can get the direct download if you want to do it now. But starting in June, it'll be pushed out over automatic updates. So finally, though this is the last service pack for XP, sadly. But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens for Windows in the future. But if you're interested, we have a link here, so go right ahead. Next. The U.S. federal government says, we will search your laptop files at the border. Following the wake of February's news that custom agents were seizing electronics and making copies of all the files on cell phones and laptop hard drives, a federal appeals court has ruled that on the legality of such searches. The results? Yeah, customs can do whatever it wants to your computer when you come across the border without a warrant and without cause. The ruling extends to all electronics in addition to laptops. Feds can seize phone records and even digital pictures on your cameras as they hunt for evidence. The ruling was unanimous among the three appellate judges. What do you think about this?
It's the United States, you know. What can you say? I was surprised they didn't already have the power to do this, really. But
you know, it's all in the effort of counterterrorism. I really don't have
it's
a problem.
It's all futile.
I know, it is. Resistance is futile. That should be the slogan of the terrorists. But anyways, what's going on here is counterterrorism. Am I right that people who do nothing wrong don't have anything to worry about?
Yes, that is my opinion most of the time. I mean, I wouldn't like somebody going through my computer because I would feel that's a violation of my privacy. But if it was that or go to jail, then we haven't much choice, do you? And I'm not going to complain to somebody about them doing searches like that if they have a valid reason or suspicion to search me. And again, like you said, if you have nothing to hide,
then why are you worried?
Exactly.
The only problem I would have is if they searched me and I came back and some files were missing. That's the only problem I would have. But I guess that's why you're supposed to have backups. But anyways, you know, I really doesn't really affect me that much, but like I said, if you have nothing to worry about, who cares? But, you know, it's just these people that annoy me, all these people who are pro rights and everything and having your privacy, you know? It's about time to give that up. Like, they should be doing more. National DNA banks, that should be something that should be implemented right away. Somebody kills someone, just go to the National DNA bank, no questions asked, you know who it is, you know?
I agree with that, Trent. It's a good idea. People yes. should... Again, nothing to hide. What the hell are you worried?
Exactly. Hackers are starting to focus their efforts on Firefox and Safari. This is scary, actually. Many people are switching from Internet Explorer to alternative browsers such as Firefox and Safari. Though that might make them feel more secure, the shift has also opened new doors for bad guys. Case in point, we have no IE bugs this month, but both Safari and Firefox have been hit hard. So forget the idea that just because you switch to a new browser, you're magically safe. You may be for a time, but to stay safe with any software, you have to keep up with the latest fixes. You know, this is entirely true. Because...
Well, yeah, it goes for anything, doesn't it?
Yeah, because your Safari could be hacked right away, or your Firefox could be in... You're no better than you are in IE. But this brings up an important point. Is it time to switch back to IE? What do you think?
Why would it be time to switch to back to IE?
Well, just think
because
about
more
it.
People are using Firefox and it makes Firefox more vulnerable. I don't
exactly.
see the sense in that.
It makes Firefox more vulnerable, and with IE not having been attacked this month, you know.
Well, it's like Macs, isn't it? Macs is more safe because
nobody
the tiny
uses
user base.
Them.
Nobody wants
That's
your 10%
right.
user. Nobody gives a shh.
And the more people that use them, the more of a target it'll become. So, I don't know, it's like, just keep using the browser you want to use, but keep up to date with the security patches. That's all I can say. One thing I do on Windows, because I don't know if you can call me sort of security obsessed, but I run without JavaScript turned on in Windows, in Firefox.
I don't take that many safety precautions with Windows. I like.
Yeah, we saw that last week, didn't we?
Shut up. I have no idea how that got on there, but
Okay, tell your story.
Well, basically, I had Spyro on my computer, and I have no idea where it came from. Honestly, I don't. I mean, you know, but I just kept getting annoying pop-ups, and it would be like every 15 minutes. I used to get an average of 4 an hour, so it wasn't that bad. But I couldn't stop it, and I tried all sorts of scanning programs, and it could see there was something there. I just couldn't get rid of it. I kept trying, tried all these different anti-spyware programs. In the end, I got really pissed off with it, and I just reformatted, which is sort of good because I needed to reformat anyway. I had very little disk space left. I think I only had like 5-6 gig, and now I've got about 40 gig. So,
and that's slow. You know, that's called bit rot with the NTFS. With the NTFS file system, where it just comes slower and slower over time.
Yeah.
That's bit rot.
But what's
bit rot? That's the phenomena where your Windows computer becomes slower and slower over time.
Oh, I see. Right.
And you are going to do a blog post on this matter?
And I was going to write a blog post, you know, about... I don't know why, but I had some idea that, you know, you see a lot of people posting about, you know, getting viruses. And I was just going to say, it doesn't matter which, you know, operating system is more safe. You'd have to be a complete retard to get your computer infected if you're running Windows. And then a few days later, my computer gets infected, so I can't help but think that's somehow...
Yeah, it's very easy to get it infected. I could go out on IE right now and have my computer infected within 5 minutes.
If you're an idiot, because you know better, you know not to. Most people who are using computers should.
Exactly. That's why most people using a computer should be using Mac or Linux right now, because it's not that big of a target.
But because it's not that big of a target, people aren't going to know that much about it.
I know.
If I said that, you know, some computer literate people I know, what's Linux or, you know, and they probably heard of Mac, but Linux, no idea.
We should start doing a Linux podcast.
No, we shouldn't. That would be bad.
Why?
Because nobody cares about Linux.
Yes, they do. Okay. Anyways, that's it. I'll take the first rant.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe not hard, but expensive. I don't want to spend a ton of money to get 99 cooking. My solution is as follows. Oh, God, this is funny. If you use cooked food, say lobsters on a fire range, it should have an uncook option. Hey, we learned how to do this from that random event. You don't get any XP for uncooking them, but when they're raw, you can cook them again for XP, so you don't have to keep buying raw food and cooking and selling for less. I was also thinking maybe the XP you get for cooked food could increase times 10, because that would make cooking too easy. What? He says it could increase it by times 10, and then it would make it too easy?
This guy seems like a complete retard. I'm not sure if he's actually serious or if this is a big piss take, but judging by the number of idiots that play RuneScape, I dare say it may be real.
But also, just the fact it's written with proper grammar... and not, like, chat speak?
Just because people use proper grammar doesn't make them immune to being idiots.
You never know, but they're less likely to be, you know?
Not really. Yeah. I know plenty of people who type completely normally, but who are complete idiots.
Who?
I'm not going to name names.
Okay. So, if you support this guy, go give him a pat on the back. I'm sure he'll...
If you support this guy, please check into your local asylum.
I think we have one here. It's called Alberta Hospital.
Do you take regular visits there?
No, I've heard of it before, and I know of people who have been there.
You don't sound so sure about that, Shane.
Oh, I sure want to tell. No, not at all.
I'm bored.
Oh my, what a silly rant. Okay, next one, Brad.
Silly? I'd call it damn out retarded.
It is silly because it makes you laugh, you know.
Silly because it makes you laugh. Anyway. This thread is about the sandwich lady and how annoying she is. I would love
today.
To see comments from you after you have read, as in the color of my thread or most of it. Please don't flame or break any Jagex rules. Be polite and respect my opinion and the opinion of others. Don't take everything I have written down here too serious. I'm only trying to make a point and convince you that the sandwich lady is no longer needed. Why do I bother posting all this depressing poop? Well, my friend, something sad happened to me lately. I was killing some metal dragons. You know, they're fun to kill. And I like dragon skirts. Okay. But oh, guess what happened? Drumroll. No, sadly, I didn't get a visage drop. I got the sandwich lady random. Free sandwiches, happy llama. Okay, I just said his name. Well, it's not as retarded as the other guy, so he should have no problem. I always wanted one of those for my birthday, but hey, I'm about to get eaten by a freaking dragon, so go away now. Elevate the music in the background. You stupid woman, can't you see I'm busy? Get lost! !! Well, she doesn't, and while a big metallic dragon with gruesome teeth is about to bite my head off, I'm trying to have a conversation with a bread product vendor, which simply doesn't work. Every time I'm about to talk to him, I'm getting attacked again. Not very soon after, I get hit by a baguette and wake up in a boring where I die instantly of boredom.
I got hit with a baguette before.
Shane's dying.
No. No. Okay.
That's what you sounded like, man.
No. Okay, continue on.
That finishes.
Okay.
That's where it ends.
Okay, so? Sandwich lady should be removed?
Well, all randoms are pretty much part and parcel. They're all pretty much the same. So,
I like the sandwich lady.
If they claim to have such good ways of detecting macros and auteurs, why do they need that?
And why did they need to use the nuclear bomb in December?
Exactly. If they, you know, it's sort of, I don't get it. It's as if they're using two systems when they claim they've got it covered. I hate Dragon.
That's interesting. I don't know. I'd like to go in there and see what actually goes on, you know? Of course, I'd probably be signed to some NDA, but I couldn't talk about it, but it'd nonetheless be interesting, you know?
So. Yeah, right.
But one thing that I forgot to mention this month, there was no state of play. There's been one for the past 2 months, but not this month.
Perhaps they're trying to make us forget.
Yeah, maybe. Item lending. We want item lending. Item lending. Item lending.
You'll never hear about item lending again, and then they'll bring it out in 3 years.
Remember that wilderness tag update that was supposed to happen but never did?
A lot of things are supposed to happen and never do.
No, but wilderness tag, you don't remember that?
I do remember that. It was promised as one of the monthly updates. It was even in the behind the scenes for the month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was never brought. Jagex cheated us out of our wilderness tag crap game, which probably would have been crap anyway, but god damn it, I wanted it. Not really, but
here we go. April 2006, Wilderness Tag.
Was that long ago?
Yeah.
I can remember. That's scary. That is, wow. I've wasted a year and a half of my life.
Wilderness Tag features a series of pillars dotted around the entire wilderness, with players being invited to tag them, similar to the way the Agility Arena works, but without timers. Players who successfully tag all the pillars featuring various levels of difficulty will receive a generous helping of combat, XP, and the discipline they choose. Be careful, though. It is the wilderness, after all.
See, that actually sounds like a good update. Perhaps Jagex were sitting in their offices and they said,
you know what it sounds like? They must have replaced that with Pest Control. Because Pest Control gives combat XP.
Was Pest Control after that?
Yes.
Well, perhaps Jagex was sitting in their offices and they said, hang on a minute, guys, this sounds like a really good update. It sounds like it's fun. You get good XP from it. We can't put out this update. We've got to put out some shitty quest that gives one quest point and takes 5 minutes to do. That's what we've got to do. That's the Jagex way.
Sadly. But we want Wilderness Tag, I think.
You'll never get Wilderness Tag, Shane.
I know, it's sad.
I doubt they're going to say, here's Wilderness Tag, 2 years late.
We should move on to other things now. New skill of the month has started, smithing. Anyways,
smithing,
so, yeah. Smithing. This one should be interesting. Southron told me this morning he already had 300k XP today.
Wow. Nice life.
So I think he has it bagged.
I'll give you $50 on Southron.
Anubis won the Slayer XP with 1.5 million XP gain. Second was RS Gamer. Third was PFK99s.
So, PFK99.
Yes. Total of 7.1 million XP gain total.
Wow.
That's lots of Slayer XP.
Over halfway to a 99.
Exactly. Anyways, Speaking of other things, the new Informer's out. You can check that out at informer.rsbnb.com. With that comes a new website design.
And two new gaming articles.
Yes, so gaming articles will be constant now, every second Wednesday.
So four gaming articles every month.
Two.
So one every 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And the same will be for tech articles when we get a tech writer. Speaking of which, we're still looking for tech writer applications, so if you're interested, please apply. But note, if you applied in the previous time, don't apply again because there's such a short turnaround between those two applications, it's unlikely that your writing could have changed in that short amount of time.
So, yeah.
Anyways, that's that. So, Grand Theft Auto event this weekend, you going?
Woo!
Yeah, I'm coming. It's on Sunday, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yes, I will be there.
It's on Sunday at
8 p.m.
9 p.m. England GDT BST.
British summertime.
Exactly. Which is 2 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Eastern. So be there. I have not bought the game yet. I don't know if I will.
I don't think it's your sort of game, really.
Why?
Because I don't know if you'd buy it for the... I don't know. I don't know if you'd buy it for the pure multiplayer alone.
That's the only reason I would buy it, because I really don't play single-player games.
I don't think it's your sort of game anyway. It's certainly not a conventional FPS game.
Yeah, I know that.
So, no, I mean even in multiplayer. So it's not like... I'm not sure whether you would enjoy it, but whatever.
What kind of multiplayer games are there, like modes?
Well, there's Team Deathmatch, but it's not a deathmatch in a conventional FPS sort of style. The controls are very different, and you sort of know where in Call of Duty or Halo you run around with the crosshair always up for your gun. Well, in not San Andreas, that's the other GTA game. In GTA 4 Online, you, as a default, you generally don't have your gun up, and you have to bring it up to aim, and sometimes there's auto aim. I don't know. It's just very different from games like Halo or Call of Duty as far as shooting goes. So.
I see.
You should just go around Mike's house and play on his and see if you like it.
I know. Listener survey. 10 questions that'll greatly help us and let us know what you guys think.
You got any results from this yet?
I don't know. I haven't checked yet. So please do the listener survey. You can find it at update.rsbnb.com/survey. I'll put that in the notes. update.rsbnb.com/survey.
And for the question, what would you like to see more of on the show, put Brad. And for the question, what would you like to see less of on the show, put Shane. Thank you, that is all. You do that and I will love you forever.
May contest, best spring picture. Basically, the way this will work is you go on RuneScape, take your best spring-themed picture as you can. No editing allowed whatsoever. It has to be the entire RuneScape window. No editing whatsoever. We'll have instructions on how to post this in the notes.
And no editing whatsoever, in case you didn't hear Shane say it twice.
And the winner of this will, of course, get to come on the show at the end of the month.
Providing you can meet our times.
Yes. What have we been doing?
Playing GTA 4.
Okay. And it seems what everyone's been doing, you know? Everybody.
It's because everybody is sensible.
This is that curve I normally see when a new game comes out. For the first week after the game comes out, everyone who has a 360 practically disappears.
I didn't disappear. I mean, I've not played it that much.
Well, Creepy did.
Sometimes when I like hit a mission that I maybe fail once, or I fail for a stupid reason, it really pisses me off, and I usually don't play for at least a couple of hours.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a month.
No, not a month, and it would take me about, 10 years to complete a game.
Right.
Right.
So is that's all you've been doing?
Right. Yeah, that's all I've been doing.
No shaving your legs?
No, I haven't been shaving my legs.
I've been doing the Varrock Achievement Diary. That's done now.
Cool.
From that, I got a 66 crafting, 65 mining.
Congratulations.
I also got 73 smithing last night.
Congratulations.
And I grew my cat.
Congratulations.
So you're going to sing us out now?
No.
Ah, too bad.
I don't know the words. If I knew all the words, I would, but I don't, so I can't.
Okay. So, anything else before we wrap this one up?
Not that I can think of now.
Okay, so that's it. RSPB update 150 is done. See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.